Hi, this is a dictation for follow-up visit for Mr. Jamario Washington, J-A-M-A-R-I-O-W-A-I-S-H, S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. Data service will be 12-6-2022. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. He was initially injured, allegedly on 3-8-2022. In this accident, he was rear-ended while traveling as a rear seat passenger on the left side. The patient suffered from mild to moderate headaches located front and back, along with spots in the vision, without any other symptoms of TBI. However, he started having pain in the neck and the lower back with radiation to the right arm all the way to the wrist, posterior mean C5-6-7 nerve distribution, as well as some pain in the right knee was reported. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. He reports that he is suffering from headaches, which is to the tune of 8, mostly located in the posterior part of the head and coming on a daily basis. In addition, patient has a severe pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back to the tune of 10, with radiation to the right arm all the way to the wrist. Some pain in the left, some pain in the right knee is also reported, which is also 10. He denies any involvement of the fingers or the left arm or any of the part of the legs. No radiation. The pain level varies from 7 to 10, and ADLs are affected, 9 as follows. The patient reports that general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, enjoyment of life are all affected, 7. And patient does not believe he has been helped much. He has been undergoing physical therapy since the beginning of this accident. And in system review, patient has headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, memory loss, confusion, disorientation, or any loss of balance or equilibrium or loss of memory. He denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the neck and lower back, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, and hip pain, elbow pain. The patient is able to walk reasonably well. In the GI, they do nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, or any other swelling difficulty. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. The current medications are Tylenol 4 and Narcos. Substance abuse, none is reported, and the compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 168/88, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam will be same from previous visit, which is 12-5-2022, dictation number 1208-065. Plan is diagnosis of medicine. Plan is to continue naproxen 500 twice a day for 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory, L-level 50 milligram at night for relief of GAD disorder and pain relief, Flexeril 10 milligram at night for muscle relaxation, Votrin gel for help with the topical pain relief, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets are provided, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR and 60 tablets, and Narco 7.5-325 once a day, 30 tablets are provided. The patient is also referred to a chiropractic treatment evaluation. An infrared on-lux photomodulation device has been discussed with the patient, which he has not got better. So the rest of the patient will be seen in 30 days' time, and he continues his physical therapy for the timing. 2 times a week, PT evaluation has been requested from his therapist, and a recertification and an affidavit from the patient if further therapy will help. But we believe the maximum benefit has been achieved. He is advised to do therapy at home with traction and jumping on a high bar, yoga, meditation, swimming, and water aerobics. However, he is still continuing on a work disability, housework replacement, and transportation. However, it will be changed for the next time when we see him around. Thank you.